A run on India's currency today could presage trouble in other emerging markets.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. When U.S. interest rates rise, which they're doing these days, emerging markets like India run smack into a problem. Today, India's currency hit a record low amid moves by the central bank there to limit the amount of cash that Indian businesses can send out of the country. This spring, the rupee was cruising along at about 54 to the dollar. Today, a dollar buys almost 62 rupees. It's part of a big global shift we're seeing as the American, Japanese, even the European economies emerge from the Great Recession. The BBC's Rahul Tandon has been watching the rupee's troubles today from Calcutta. Morning, Rahul.
Good morning to you.
So we have a Indian rupee, the currency, that's swooning at the moment. It's down. What do you attribute that to?
I think swooning is a very good phrase to describe this. There has been panic in the markets today. It's very simple. There is a complete lack of confidence in the Indian economy. Now, yesterday was a holiday. The day before, the Indian government announced a further series of measures to try and strengthen the rupee, but it is just not working with their foreign investors at the moment. They're looking at the Indian economy. They're looking at high inflation. They're looking at that current account deficit, and they're thinking it's time to put their money elsewhere.
And you add into that equation, in the United States, the speculation is that interest rates are generally on the rise. And so foreign investment switches to places where rates are higher and might move out of a large emerging market like India's. If that happens, the currency might drop.
I think the problem that the Reserve Bank of India has at the moment is that when they're day after day announcing measures, you know, just a few days ago it was trying to curtail the amount of investment going outside India from Indians themselves. But when they're continuing to fail day after day after day, the fear is, you know, the rupee breached 62 today, something that people never thought they would see in their lifetimes. When we're talking about an economy that's been growing at 5 to 6%, could it hit 65? Could we be looking at 70? Where is it going to end?
The BBC's Rahul Tandon in Calcutta. Rahul, thank you.
Thank you very much.
In Egypt today, there are fears of new violence with supporters of the ousted Muslim Brotherhood vowing to defy a curfew imposed by the country's military-backed government. Multinational companies with operations in Egypt are proceeding with caution. There's word this morning that General Motors has indefinitely shut its Cairo offices and its factory in the suburb of 6th October City. Banks in the country remain closed until at least Monday. Now let's do more numbers. In London, the FT 100 is currently down 0.2%. The key stock index in India is down 4.1% with that currency problem. Stock index futures in the U.S. are up right now after the Dow fell 225 points yesterday, 1.5%. On Sunday, Disney will release Infinity, a video game for children. It's a mix of new tech and some very familiar characters. The game could be an important test for the company. Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
Video gamers, even grown-ups, say Infinity is pretty cool. The game comes with figurines, a couple inches high, of Disney and Pixar characters. You plug them into your gamepad and they appear on screen. Only one other company offers something similar. Matt Hudak, an analyst with Euromonitor International, says Activision's Skylanders game is making a lot of money.
I think the only phrase you could use is just like hand over fist. It's incredible.
Disney's Infinity could do even better. Its characters and Pixar's are really recognizable, and they'll be able to interact. So Captain Jack Sparrow,
welcome to the Caribbean, lad,
can play with the crew from Monsters, Inc.
E-5-0.
Richard Gottlieb of Global Toy Experts says toys are changing.
Everyone tries to find ways to integrate the physical world, the real world, with the virtual world.
And that, he says, will probably change the way children play. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
The ESPN business model make a lot of money putting sports on dedicated TV channels. For more than three decades, the network hasn't had much competition. But tomorrow, Fox launches two cable sports channels. From KPCC in Los Angeles, Ben Bergman reports.
Fox is taking dead aim at ESPN, branding itself as a more entertaining, looser alternative.
We're the one making sports fun again.
Ironically, to do that, Fox imported two anchors from the Canadian version of SportsCenter to host its nightly highlight show.
I know many of you enjoy a delicious bowl of cereal when you watch the SportsCenter Morning Rush on TSN2, but have you ever poured water on your cereal instead of milk? Well, you shouldn't.
The model for the two new channels isn't Canadian ESPN, though. It's Fox's own jocular NFL Sunday pregame show. That's according to Fox Sports Executive Vice President for Programming, Bill Wenger.
It's really informative and really credible, but you know what? At the end of the day, those are the guys you kind of want to have a beer with.
But Wenger stresses the channels aren't just about laughs and big personalities, which can be found elsewhere. What will attract eyeballs are the sports rights Fox has spent billions gobbling up the last few years.
Besides ESPN, there's not really another cable sports network out there that has the complement of rights that we have.
There will be NASCAR, U.S. Open Golf, Major League Baseball, college football, and college basketball with the always exciting Gus Johnson on the mic.
Oh my goodness!
Executives have made no secret about wanting to add the NBA and especially the NFL. Ideally, Fox Sports would like to do to ESPN what Fox News did to CNN, topple the entrenched ratings leader. But sports media advisor Chris Bevilacqua says the question isn't so much whether Fox Sports can be Coke as can it be Pepsi.
I don't see ESPN being dislodged from their leadership position anytime soon. The question is, can you build a very good business around being number two?
Fox Sports 1 goes on the air tomorrow with unusually wide distribution for a new channel. It will be available in 90 million homes, which is almost as many as ESPN. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.
And a traffic ticket is a summons to answer the charge in court. But from Britain today, this innovation, police there can now mete out $160 fines on the spot, serving as both cop and judge with no chance of arguing the case. This is for what the Brits call careless driving, such things as tailgating or driving like, dare I say, some Bostonians or denizens of Long Island have been known to do. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.